All right, so good morning, everybody. Good to see everybody here this morning. Surprise, it is not for us preaching, as it was prayed for, so I will try to do my best here to go through a lesson that I told somebody earlier last week. I said this is kind of an obvious lesson, considering the day it is, what we're going to be talking about, but you know, there's a lot of things that you do this time of year, especially with the New Year's coming up. I don't know what your tradition or your thing might be. Obviously, there's probably still a lot of Christmas clearance stuff out there in the store, so you might be going to the store looking for that some of those strands of lights that might be 85% off or whatever that might be, or the new maybe Christmas tree. I think that's what we did last year, so that worked out really well. Or you might be going to the store looking for some of the storage items to put all the stuff in that you got for Christmas. So, like maybe some brand new totes or some new shelves to put the new totes on, or whatever that might be. You know, you might have some of that going on. Or if you're really ahead of the game, because I think this is an option in some stores, Valentine's Day things are out there. So you might be going to do that this time of year. I don't know. Maybe that's a good thing so you don't forget when February rolls around. Go ahead and knock that out now. But, you know, if you go online at all, or if you listen to the radio, watch TV, something you see a lot of coming up to the New Year's is a list of the 10 of something. You know, the 10 best of this, the 10 best of that, the 10 most watched this, whatever it might be. And it doesn't take long when you're looking at this stuff to see maybe the 10 most common New Year's resolutions. I'm going to give this a try. Hey, there we go. All right. I can do it. All right. So just looking through several of these lists, I just compiled some of the most common ones. You know, some of the health ones, obviously, exercise more, eat better, lose weight. I think we've all been down that one. Maybe reduce stress or simplify your life. You know, volunteer more, travel more, more time with the family. That's always a good one. Maybe a new hobby. Stop procrastinating. Maybe on New Year's resolutions, stop procrastinating on those. Extend your comfort zone. That's something I'm always trying to do. Thus, here I am, extending my comfort zone. And there are a lot like this last one here, at least one full day off a week from social media. That could be easier for some and definitely harder for others. And sometimes that was a full day off per week, and some people were less ambitious and put maybe once a month, or maybe cross that out. Well, maybe once a year. I'll do that. But whatever it is, you see a lot of these things, and it's always interesting that it seems like a lot of these lists, there's 10. It's always this 10 thing. So that's why I put these 10 up here for this one. So when we think about a New Year's resolution, you know, there's a lot of things that come to mind. This might be one of the thoughts you might have where the one fellow says, what exactly is a New Year's resolution? Well, it's a to-do list for the first week of January. And then after that, well, okay, those things kind of slip away, whatever it is. But so that's kind of a funny way of looking at that. But, you know, when we really think about it, it is a nice time of year to really kind of hone in our thoughts on, you know what, maybe I can do some things a little bit better. Maybe I can shape up some of the things in my life, whatever it is. And it gets you to focus a little bit on how the previous year has gone, and you're looking forward to, you know what, this is almost kind of everybody's reset, it seems like sometimes, where this time of year it's a convenient time, let's reset, let's start over, let's start focusing on some things. So when we think about, you know, making these New Year's resolutions or being resolved to do something, I just kind of put up a couple of definitions here as far as a resolution, which is determining upon an action or a course of action. So I'm determining, you know, hopefully more than just the first week of January, that, you know what, I'm going to, you know, follow this course. I'm going to work on these things in my life, try to do better in these areas, like some of the things that we put up on the board earlier. Or when we say I'm resolved to do something, I'm firm in purpose. You know, when you say you're resolved, it's just not like, if I get around to it, maybe. No, when you say you're resolved to do something, you're firm in purpose or intent to come to a definite or earnest decision to do something. So this is something that's supposed to be important to you and something you're really going to focus on. Now, what I had Brother Max read, thank him for the scripture reading here. The last verse in that reading kind of leads into our subject here this morning, where it says, "Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed that he does not fall." You know, when we get, and the word that I think of when I read this is complacency. So when we get complacent with ourselves, where we're just kind of standing pat, and we're just kind of coasting along, you know, that's a dangerous spot to be in, right? Because we're always trying to make ourselves be a better whatever we are. And definitely in our Christian life, we're trying to get better at that every day of our life. That doesn't stop, right? It shouldn't stop. I don't care if you're, you know, 10 or if you're 100. You're always trying to get better in your Christian life. So what I would like to do is, since we had a list of 10 up there earlier, we're going to have a list of 10. If you got your outlines, I did follow Forrest's pattern here and put a list on the back of the bulletin. And each one of these points is going to have, you know, a point, a scripture, and then a song reference, because that's the thing I do. I just like having song references. So we're going to go with that direction, and there's going to be 10 of them. So I'm going to move pretty quick, so I don't keep you here too much longer than normal. So keep in mind of these things. So if I'm going to say I am resolved to spend more time studying God's Word. Now, this is obviously something I think it is very important that we do. Do you do it enough? Do you do it too much? The last phrase there, do it too much, I don't think that's possible. I think we can always study more and always look to God's Word more. And I think each of us can agree to that. Sometimes that can slip us by, where the Bible sits by the wayside a little bit too much. And so that's something I think we can resolve to do in this coming year as far as our spiritual life, is to spend more time studying God's Word. In 2 Peter 3:18, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." This is something that, again, no matter our age, no matter our where we are in our life, we can always continue to study and to grow. And there's a song that I think of when I think about this point. This is a song more about Jesus. So when you sing this song and you sing the line, "More about Jesus, let me learn, more of his holy will discern, Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me." Each one of these songs I'm going to bring out, you sang these words many, many times. Do you mean what you sing? You should always mean what you say, mean what you sing. And that's how I always look at these songs when I think of each verse, each word in those songs. And I think about this. When we sing a song about more about Jesus, let me learn, do you mean that? You know what? Each day I want to learn more about Jesus, study more from his word. So I think this is a good thing as far as, these are in no particular order, but as far as studying God's word, that is definitely something I think we can all resolve to do more of this coming year. The second thing we can resolve to do is put our full trust in Jesus. How hard is that sometimes? Because sometimes who do we trust more? We kind of trust ourselves. We always look into ourselves. We kind of get looking inward a lot, don't we? And sometimes we fail to see where we need to be keeping our eyes focused on, where we need to really be putting our full trust into. We need to always be putting our full trust into Jesus, because Jesus' ways are best. He knows what's best for us. In Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path." Again, how often is it in our life that we lean on our own understanding? Because sometimes we think we've got it, we've got everything under control, we've got a good handle on things. Well, it doesn't take long, or a little hiccup in our life sometimes, where, you know, I don't have a good understanding of what's going on, do I? And sometimes we let things get so far down, oh, now I need to turn and look toward the Lord. No, we need to be looking toward the Lord all the time, keeping our full trust in Him at all times. The song I think of when I think of this point, "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus." Is that a sweet thing? Absolutely it is. When you sing the words, "just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord," to put our trust in Jesus, to know when He says something is going to be, to put Him at His word, to trust in that. That is a sweet thing in our life, to be able to put our trust into Jesus and to rest upon His promises. Another resolution we can have in this coming year, we could be resolved to share the gospel with more people. Wow. For some of us, that's a little bit easier than for others. Some of us can just really go out there and just talk to anybody about anything. For some of us, it's harder to open up to people, but I think in whatever way that we can always go out and share the gospel, whether it's sharing, you know, whatever we've learned, maybe just a little point that maybe we learned in a class, we learned in a song, learned in a scripture, whatever it might be. There's always little things that we can share with others. Because, you know, you look at us today, you know, there's a lot of people gone traveling, but there's about 50 of us here. So each one of us, how many people do we touch outside of here? You know, in our work, in our family, you know, what we do every day, we're around other people that most of the rest of us aren't around. So if each one of us can just share the gospel with the people we are in contact with, just see how that can spread pretty quick. There's a lot of numbers there that can grow exponentially. If just we can just take that gospel and share it with more people that we're around. Because a lot of times, and I know I get this way, to where I'm like, you know what? Yeah, that person, no, they're not going to be receptive to anything I got to say about Jesus or about the gospel. But you know what? How do you know unless you try? And if you become that person that's, oh yeah, that's that guy who always talking about Jesus. Okay, I'm good with that. I'll be good being the person that likes to talk about Jesus. So that's something that I think we can always be resolved to do, is share the gospel with more people. In Psalm 89:1, "I will sing of the steadfast love of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations." When I found this verse, I liked how it says, "I will sing of the steadfast love of the Lord forever." You know, when I think about singing, I think about being joyful. When I think about talking about Jesus and trying to share the gospel with more people, should that be a joyful thing? Yeah, I think it should be. That's just something that you should be happy to do and be excited to be able to share that with other people. The song I think about is "Ring Out the Message." I love singing that song. I love the thoughts about that song. And when you sing the words, "Tell the world of saving grace, make it known in every place." So everywhere you go, have that attitude. I want to share the gospel with people. I want to ring out that message and do it in a joyful way. Make people excited about, you know what? Why is that person so excited about ringing out this message? Why is he so joyful? Well, let me tell you. Let me live my life to show you what Christ means to me and why I'm joyful about that. We can be resolved to make prayer a bigger part of our lives. Wow, why should we even bother doing that? Who's the most important person that we could be talking to every day of our life? Definitely God, right? Not just once a day, not just twice a day, but any time, every part of our days, we should be ready to go to God in prayer, asking Him for strength, encouragement, whatever it is. God is the most important person in our life, and we need to be ready to make prayer, our conversation with Him, a bigger part of our lives. Romans 12:12, "Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer, going along with 1 Thessalonians 5:17, with pray without ceasing, always having that prayerful attitude, a prayerful mind, to be able to, we want to share our thoughts and our feelings, our struggles, our joy with our Lord and Savior. And that's something I think we can do more and more every day of our life. And that's something I think we can all be resolved to do. How long has it been? Every time I hear or think about this song, I can hear my dad singing it. It's just a song I'm always going to associate with my dad. And it's a good question song. I like question songs because it gets us thinking. Lots of questions in this song, but when you sing the words, how long has it been since you knelt by your bed and prayed to the Lord up in heaven? And it doesn't even have to be knelt by your bed. It can be anywhere, anytime. How long has it been since you took time, just maybe by yourself, to pray to the Lord up in heaven? You know, we've prayed several times here today, and that's a great thing that we do in our worship service. But in every part and every day of our life, we need to be praying to God, because that, again, is the most important person we can be talking to. We can be resolved to be more thankful for our blessings. Now, when we, in our worship service, when we give back in our offering, again, I always refer default to John when he gives his Lord's Supper talks, and he talks about the offering and being thankful and being so happy about that. And I like, we have that time in our worship service to be able to focus on our blessings. And we can be so thankful for those things, and we can be more thankful, because sometimes we take things for granted, don't we? That's an easy thing to do, because, you know, in this country, we're pretty blessed. And whether you do or you don't, I don't know, but a lot of us have a lot of stuff. And sometimes that stuff is just all over the place, and it's just there. And sometimes we lose our focus on being thankful for the blessings that we have, for the little things that we have, for the essentials that we have. You know, a lot of us are talking about where we're going to go eat after services. You know, a lot of people don't have that conversation because they're wondering where their next meal is coming from. But we're wondering about where we're going to go. We can be thankful and be more thankful and have a more thankful attitude every day of our life and really realize how blessed we are. Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And in Psalm 9:1, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. This goes back, I'll just lead right in from this verse to that song. Count your blessings. I always think about that song, and I smile every time we sing it, because it's a great exercise, but it's almost impossible. But it's great to try to count all the blessings that we have, because, again, we are so blessed. But really focus in. Take time every day to focus on just one, if you can. Whatever that blessing is, try to hone in on one and thank God for that. And the next day, thank God for another blessing, and another, and another. 365 days later, you're still not going to get to the end of the list, are you? Right? But you know what? You've started that process. So again, something that we can be resolved to do at the beginning of the year, if you haven't been already, this is a time that you can count your blessings. We can be resolved to be diligent to work more for the Lord. I think that's always something that all of us can do. There's always a little bit more we can do, a little bit more, a little bit more. And I think, again, when we think about being complacent in our work for the Lord, we got to watch out there. You know, don't just think, you know what, I'm doing enough, I'm good. There's always something else that we can do. And I think it's always good for us to resolve, to be determined, to look for other ways that we can work more for the Lord. 2 Timothy 2:15, do your best to present yourselves to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. Again, that's something that we can always be focusing on, is what can I do? What more can I do? What work can I do for the Lord? What song am I thinking of? I want to be a worker for the Lord. So when you sing the words, I want to be busy every day in the kingdom of the Lord, is that what you really mean? Every day, I want to be busy. So when you think about that word busy, you know, there's not a lot of sitting around time. I know a lot of us, you know, when we work, whether it's, you know, at our jobs, at home, you know, working out in the yard, whatever it is, and we're talking about being busy, we're busy. And there's not a lot of sitting around. When we want to be busy for the Lord, we're constantly working for Him. And again, that's something I think we can all resolve to do more of. I'm going to be resolved to increase in my love for others. I think this is something that we're all pretty good at here. And I think that's great for your congregation to have love for one another, because we are a family. But I think, again, there's always more that we can do for others, and we can increase in our love for others. John 13, 34 through 35, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. So how are we supposed to love one another? Just as Christ has loved us. What a great example we have. And can we resolve to love each other as Christ has loved us? Can we ramp up our love for one another? Absolutely. And I think that's something that we can all resolve to do. So what song am I thinking of here? There's a couple here. But The Greatest Commands is probably just one of the most beautiful songs, where it just takes Scripture and puts it to song. And I think that's great. So when we sing the words, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your strength, and your mind, I think that's a great thing that we talk about when we talk about loving God. But we're to love each other as Christ has loved us. So let's put our focus into each other as well. We're going to love each other with all of our heart, our soul, our strength, and our mind. When we can do that, now we're resolving to increase in our love for others. We can be resolved to be a brighter light, an example for others. Again, when we're here, we can be a great example for each other, and that's great. But when we walk out those doors, again, we talked about a little bit earlier, just think about the influence that you have. You know, the people you're around, I'm not around. The influence you can have on those people can be great, if you can be that brighter light and a great example for those people. And I know a lot of you know what I mean, because sometimes the people that you have to be around, whether it's for work or school or whatever it is, there's some rough ones you have to be around. But if you can be a bright light and a great example for those people, hey, that might be the one thing, that one bright spot they have in their life. Because they may be surrounded in their life by a whole bunch of darkness. And I know a lot of people like that. And I want to try my best to be that shining light. And it might be the only light that they have in their life. And it might give them something to work toward. And maybe talk to me, talk to you about. You know, what is it about you? And it can be a doorway to so many great things. Matthew 5, 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. People do not light a lamp and put it under a basket, but put it on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Let your light shine before others, and let it shine bright. Don't dim it. Don't hide it. Don't put it out, but let it shine bright. So what song are we thinking about? You probably got it half written in already, maybe. Ye are the light of the world. So, O Christian, do not hide your light, but keep it trimmed and burning bright. So don't let it snuff out, don't hide it, but let it shine bright. And I think we can all resolve to be a brighter light and a better example for all the people that our lives touch. We can be resolved to be more joyful in our life. This one sometimes can be tough, because sometimes we have a lot of things going on in our life. There's a lot of sickness, a lot of sorrow. there could be a lot of trials that we have in our life. And sometimes it can be hard to be joyful. But when we read Psalm 100, 1 through 3, make a joyful noise to the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. No matter what we have going on in our life, the struggles that we have, we need to realize who we are and where we come from. And that should help us to be joyful, because we need to know that the Lord, he is God, and it's he who made us, and we are his. We are his people. That is something that's huge, and we need to keep that so close to our hearts. And if we can do that, that can help us to be joyful, even in times of tribulation. Because sometimes, again, we get bogged down with our lives, don't we? And things just really get us down. And I know I've heard it several times where, you know, people could be having a hard week, doing whatever you're having to do, and you can come to services on a Wednesday and have your spirits lifted by being here, by being surrounded by our family here, and to be able to worship God. And when we can do that, that helps lift our spirits. And hopefully it helps us to be joyful, because it gets our focus back on where it needs to be. Because sometimes we can get so focused on what's going on in our own lives, what's going on around us, that we lose focus on what's most important. And that's God and what he means in our life and what we need to be doing to be serving him. And I think being joyful in our lives can really come from that. It's keeping our focus on God and what he means to us. Hey, sing and be happy. So, can you sing that song and actually not smile? I don't know how you don't, because that song should put a smile on your face. I couldn't really pick out just one little line from this song, so I put a whole verse on there. So, again, as we've talked, if the skies above you are gray, you're feeling blue, I think that applies to a lot of us at some point. If your cares and burdens seem great all the whole day through, every day, sometimes it just seems like you're having to deal with things, burdens, cares that are just weighing you down. But you know what? There's a silver lining that shines in the heavenly land. Look by faith and see it, my friend. Trust in his promises grand. Jesus is there for us. Again, we just need to keep our focus on him. Don't let the things of this world cloud our sight on what's truly important. I think that can help us to be resolved, to be more joyful in our life. The last one I got for you, we can be resolved to realize that we're not alone. And again, I don't, you know, everybody's situation in life is different, but I think every one of us from time to time feels like, you know what, we're on our own. And the things we might be dealing with, we just feel like nobody can help us. I've got nobody to talk to, and I'm alone. And that can really make you feel weak. It can make you feel scared. It can just really trouble your life. But you know what? We're not alone. Joshua had every reason to be scared out of his mind when he was taking over for Moses, and they're getting ready to go into the promised land. But God says, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord God is with you wherever you go. There's a lot of things, again, in our life that can make us afraid, can make us struggle with whatever we're having to go through. But God says, be strong and courageous. Well, why? How can I be strong and courageous, God? Because I'm with you. I am the Lord God, and I am with you. So always keep that in mind. Resolve to know that God's on your side. You are not alone. And if we put one of the other things we've already talked about, going to God more in prayer, now we're talking, right? Go to God in prayer. Talk to him about your struggles, your pain, whatever it is in your life. But no, you're not alone. So we can resolve in our life to put that out of our mind. We are not alone. We have God on our side. All right, this one's a slam dunk. What song am I thinking of? Be strong and courageous, right? So we sing the words, through God you will win, though great be the armies of error and sin. Again, sometimes it feels like there's an army coming down on us, the struggles that we have in our life sometimes. And it just seems like, you know, if there's no hope, I can't see past this obstacle that's in front of me. But you know what? You can. God's there to turn it and put it aside. The Lord God is with you. Just go to Him. Ask Him for strength. Now, you filled out all 10 of those things, and there's a lot of room at the bottom of that, right? I didn't take up the whole page, so I had to make it like an 8 font to make that happen. But there's a lot of room at the bottom of that. So my suggestion is keep that with you. There's a lot of room for your own resolutions. You know, that's just 10. I had a whole bunch more, but I knew I'd run out of time. But there's a lot more that you can put there. Think about these things. You know, some of these are obvious, some of them weren't. And obviously, with the way I like to pair songs with things, use that also. Think about some songs. Think about some verses. But this is just an opportune time of year to think about things that you can do in your spiritual life to step it up a notch. You know, take some of those things that maybe you're struggling with. You know what? I'm going to do better at that this year. You know, our invitation song this morning is I Am Resolved. We sing that song all the time at all times of year. But even better this time of year, Brother Andy's agreed to lead that for our invitation song. When we sing that song, I Am Resolved, we're singing the words that say, you know what, I'm going to focus more on spiritual things and not let worldly things get me down. We're singing about, I am resolved to follow Jesus and to turn from sinful ways. We sing, I am resolved to get to heaven. And I'm going to do everything that I can to make that happen. We need to always be resolved to do these things. And if you're not a Christian, now's the time to make that right. Be resolved that today is going to be my first day of a new life. I am intent and purpose to follow Christ. And if you've fallen away, now's the time to be resolved to make a change and to make your life right now. Because I want to be focused on spiritual things. I want to be focused on turning away from sin, and I want to be focused on getting to heaven. I want to be resolved to do these things. Again, this I hope these things are something that can spur your thoughts, and maybe today, maybe this week, hopefully not just the first week of January, but all through the year, you can look at how you can be resolved to live a better life, to be a better Christian, to work on some of those things you know you might be slipping on just a little bit, because we all sin and fall short, don't we? But you know what? We have God on our side. We are not alone. We can go to Him for strength, and we can all be resolved to get to heaven, and we're all here to help each other do that. So whatever your needs are this morning, this is a great time to be resolved to make a change. Let's stand and sing.